Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Germany is in turmoil again under and because of a failing government. I'd like to give you a rundown on what is happening as we speak. Going back a little bit to December 13, Deutsche Welle wrote the following. Germany's ruling coalition has managed to strike a political deal on the federal budget for 2024. The agreement comes after a court ruling threw government finances into disarray and exposed deep rifts between the three governing parties. They are called Ampel in Germany. It blew a big hole in public finances. For the 2024 budget, the government has had to find an additional 17 billion euros, that's about $18.3 billion, to fill the hole. What did they do? According to Bild Online, they increased taxes, created new taxes, which means that customers will have to pay more for gasoline, for heating, and even for domestic flights. Emotions in Germany are running high. Demands for new elections can be heard, are getting louder. Now, of course, as we will see, that is not going to help much. But here, first, an article by Die Welt, dated December 15. The Ampel coalition is doing worse than ever before. Only 27% of those surveyed say that the government is doing its job rather well. I just wonder where those 27% are coming from. But only 35% of all respondents believe that a CDU-led government, in other words, a government which was actually run by Angela Merkel before, that that kind of a government would do a better job. Chancellor Olaf Scholz reached his personal low. In a new election, the Ampel coalition would not have a parliamentary majority. Of the politically realistic alliances, a coalition between the CDU, Merkel's party, and the SPD, Scholz's party, or the CDU and the Greens, would currently be strong enough, but that would be disastrous, catastrophic, in any event. And so, Bild Online wrote on December 15, 59% of Germans want early elections for the Bundestag next year. Only 27% are against new elections. But as I said, early elections are not going to solve the problem. A new election leading to a quote-unquote new government would have no chance of success. In its article, Bild Online published some representative opinions of its readership. And they go like this. What have we done wrong that we are governed like this? Or, when will you, Scholz, finally resign? You have caused enough chaos. Germany has never been governed so badly. And quite frankly, we would agree with that assessment. We said from the outset that this coalition of diverse parties, the SPD, the FDP, and the Green, they would not be successful. We even wondered from the outset how long they could and would stay in power. Focus Online, another German magazine, also published representative opinions of its readership on December 15. Germany is turning away from its government, and the government is turning away from its people. Another one. This is an insolence beyond compare. Another one. It was already clear to me before that tax increases were coming. Another one. I am just angry with this government. Another one. How about if you, Mr. Scholz, Mr. Habeck, and Mr. Lindner, the three leaders of the coalition parties, lives the life of a normal worker for a month? Maybe you would realize what your laws mean to us. I am 50 years old, and I am getting tired of seeing my hard-earned money not being used for my own people. All problems are blamed on the war, but many problems were created by your government, this reader said. When I read that, I thought we were talking about the Biden administration. The farmers are really the ones who are vocalizing their total disagreement. The Augsburger Allgemeine wrote on December 14, agriculture is vehemently resisting the Ampel coalition's saving plans resulting from the budget compromise. The president of the Bavarian Farmers Association, Günther Felsner, told our editorial team, "We farmers are supposed to be the victims because the federal government is unable to create a functioning budget." Felsner describes the consequences from the association's perspective as follows. With the announced cuts, food will become more expensive for everyone in Germany, and self-sufficiency will be put at risk. He is calling on the federal government to withdraw the austerity proposals. If this does not happen, he advises the Ampel coalition to make room for another, a new government that has sensible concepts. Problem is, there is no government on the horizon in that respect. And he threatens, "If none of this happens, we as farmers see it as our responsibility to take to the streets and fight to ensure that our country remains viable for the future. If necessary, we will paralyze the country after Christmas." But it didn't even take Christmas, because on December 18, Deutsche Welle wrote, "Farmers from across Germany descending upon Berlin on Monday, with hundreds of tractors converging on the city's famous Brandenburg Gate under the motto, 'Too much is too much.' Farmers are angry about the federal government's decision to scrap diesel fuel subsidies, as well as the negation of tax breaks for the purchase of agricultural and forestry machinery. According to the German Farmers Association, those changes would cost farmers up to 1 billion euros, which is $1.1 billion. Farmers are now seeking to send a first clear signal to Berlin's three-party governing coalition that it needs to drop the planned cuts." Now, these are not good developments, and you might have already expected where I'm going, because the calls for a new leadership, a new Führer, are getting louder and more demanding. Focus wrote on December 18, "Germany needs a leadership figure." And then they said this, "In democracies, trust is the greatest asset. After 2 years of Ampel, the government coalition, there isn't much left of it. This is because Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his government ignore the needs of the people. Due to the budget hammer, the government has not only lost billions of euros, but it has also continued to lose more of its reputation and trust." The entrepreneur Roland Berger, longtime advisor to Chancellors Helmut Kohl, Gerhard Schröder, and Angela Merkel, speaks of an extreme domestic political crisis, the like of which has not been seen in Germany since the time of Konrad Adenauer's government. A new Adenauer, a chancellor who moves forward courageously and organizes government policy in order to finally restore the country's competitiveness and thus secure the prosperity of billions of people, this leading figure is urgently needed. But Olaf Scholz does not show any of that. On the contrary, Scholz clearly doesn't see reality, as it is on many topics. At the same time, he is also unable to show Germany a vision of how the greatest crisis situation in post-war history can be overcome. It is to be feared that Germany will continue to be among the worst performers in Europe in terms of the economy. How can it be that the losers are now hundreds of thousands of tenants with lower income who have to anticipate significant rent increases and electricity prices rising again. The Ampel doesn't know what's happening in this country. Instead, it seems to ignore the concerns of citizens in lieu of its own emergency. This impression is becoming more and more established, and it is an extremely dangerous situation because in a phase of great uncertainty, the already low level of trust in the government continues to decline. And many observers have felt the situation is very similar to the situation how we had it prior to the rise of Adolf Hitler. Germans will get their wish. They will get a new government, a new leader, a new Führer. But the situation will turn from bad to worse. We have prepared a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. You should ask for a free copy, especially in light of what we have been discussing today. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.